I did ask about pizza. I couldn't help myself. Because the other thing in the news, going from what, the sublime to the less so, is that Sally's a pizza. A pizza. Sally's of the very, very, very charcoal-y crust on paper, on greasy paper. They don't even give you a paper plate, do they, at Sally's? The last time I was there, I don't even remember the plate. I just remember, like, this greasy white wax paper. Good pizza, though. Good, good pizza. And a little hideaway in New Haven, like a little hole-in-the-ground place. They're finally trying to get into the act of, I don't know if it's franchising or duplicating or whatever they're doing, but whatever they're doing, they're bringing to the new Sono collection. And so we'll have a chance to sample it further south of New Haven. But I just wanted to know from you as a pizza lover, whether you like Pepe's better, Sally's better, or you wanted to introduce your own into the mix. And for me, that would be Colony Pizza in Fairfield, which I really think is divine. There's something about that combo of that tomato sauce and cheese with a very thin crust. It sends me to another place. Let's go to pizza conversations. Let's go to Kathy, who is calling from your car. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show today. Tell me about pizza.
Hi. I have had pizza for many, many years. I'm in my late 70s. Bobby's in Stratford. I've been to recently, and it was the best.
Bobby's in Stratford? Are we talking a thin or a thick crust?
It was thin. Bobby's.
Bobby. B-O-B-B-Y-S with a B?
No. B-A-Z-Z-Y-S.
Oh, Dazzy's?
Yes.
Oh,
they
okay.
They call it Bobby's.
Dazzy's. They call it Dazzy's, but they spell it with an A. Okay. Perfect.
No, B as in Victor. Bobby's. I'm sorry, my phone.
Oh, I'm not. So V is in Victor. You have to talk to me like an operator on the telephone. V is in Victor. V is in Victor.
Is Apple V and Z and Y. Vazzy's. Okay.
Vazzy's in Stratford.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Across the street from the garden center.
Thank you, sweetheart.
One of the best around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Kathy, and thanks for listening. Let's go to Brad from Fairfield. Hi, Brad. What say you on the pizza controversy? Hey, Brad. Hi.
Hey, this is Rob. I don't know if you got the right one or not.
Well, let's go to Rob. Rob, are you from Fairfield?
Yes, I'm from Fairfield, and my history is that I built all the Pepe's franchises. I also built the Last Colony Pizza's last two franchises.
Wow.
I repaired Sally's Pizza on Worcester Street when the roof collapsed in. All right. That's my history there. Growing up, my favorite pizza was the Pizza Center in Fairfield. But right now, I'd have to say number one, it has to be Pepe's. Number two, Sally's, which a little bird told me that they're going to be opening up right down the street from Pepe's in Fairfield on the corner of Brewster and Commerce.
Really? So they're
going. Bird told me that.
So they're going from one to three in no time at all. Wow.
And Colony would obviously would be number three.
You know what I would say? You know what I would say, Rob? I would say you gave me a scoop, but that would be talking about ice cream. But I'm bummed.
And again, the other pizzas are very good, obviously, and. Well, you know, Sally's was actually Pepe's relative that broke off from him in New Haven.
Really?
And went right down the street. That's the history of Sally's.
I love this stuff. So Sally and Pepe was the same family?
Yes, they were. They were cousins in the same business, and then they Sally broke off and went right down the road, which they are doing now in Fairfield as well from Pepe's. The first franchise that Pepe's we did was in Fairfield, and Sally's is moving right down the street from him. It's identical to what happened in New Haven maybe 40, 50 years ago.
So, Rob, since you know the secret sauce, literally, are there different ovens in these different pizza joints?
No, it's to say the truth, it's all in the water.
It's in the, what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Well, they use the water they make to make the sauce. And if for some reason, the water in New Haven is the bomb. And when they opened up the first one in Fairfield, the sauce wasn't just the same. And they actually came down to the fact that everything was the same except the water.
So what did they do to make the Pepe's in Fairfield as good as the Pepe's in New Haven? What did they do?
That's a secret I can't divulge on the phone. They'll come after me.
But what, do they truck the water? That's really interesting.
I'm thinking that they might have brought the water in from New Haven to make the sauce the same.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's the water. It's not the ovens. It's not the hardware. It's the software.
No, the ovens are all the same. They're all 14-foot square boxes with lined with brick.
Interesting. And when they put the pan in, is it all the same pizza pan that they use?
Everything's identical. Even the weight. The weight distributions when they slice the pepperoni and the sausage, the weight distribution is the same weight that the slices are identical to New Haven.
This is fantastic, Rob. You're like a guest on the Lisa Wexler Show today. You're my pizza expert. I'm so happy you called in. And so have you ever been there to watch them make the sauce?
Not really make the sauce. We were there, previous to that. What we found out, because the first one I built was in Fairfield. The second one was in Manchester. Then we did Mohegan Sun, two ovens. Then we went to Yonkers, two ovens. Then we went to Danbury, one oven. Then we went to West Hartford, one oven. Then Cherry Hill, Massachusetts, Watch Hill. And the latest one is in Waterbury.
And this is all the Pepe's Family Pizza chain?
Yeah, but originally they were going to only run two generations of Pepe's Pizza. But then the business grew and everything, and all the grandkids needed jobs.
Well, that's what happens.
They took and rolled this thing, almost like you would a pizza dough. They rolled it into the great business it is now.
and so it's still privately owned, family controlled. It's not a franchise.
No, it's all family owned. In fact, the original one was a gentleman who worked for Pepe's. He went to Yale. He actually played football. He was a lawyer. He went to California. He hit it big in the real estate business. And then came back to Pepe's and said, hey, listen, everybody's making big money in pizza. We got Domino's, we got Little Caesars, we got all these pizzas. And he was actually the money man who spawned this thing going, who actually worked for Pepe's in college at Yale University and worked there and then hit it big in the real estate business out in California and came back and was the first partner to get
the first
one
going. He's the money consultant guy. He's not the pizza maker.
That's correct. He was the one who put the deal together. And the first one, like you said, the first one on Commerce Drive in Fairfield was supposed to be two buildings. They had a little building out back, which was supposed to be just for takeouts because they were so busy.
So here's the thing. If the secret is in the water, Rob, but they're moving to Rhode Island and all these other places, you can't possibly replicate the water in these other places. Are they making vats and vats of the sauce in New Haven and then trucking the sauce to other places?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I know that all the other components are going into pizza, the dough, the various toppings are all identical, to the product coming out of New Haven. As far as how they figured out that it was the only thing different was the water using it. How they doing it now? That's got to be a Pepe's secret.
Wow, that's amazing. But it's slightly different from Pepe's to Sally's. So when the cousin broke off, he obviously improved it to his own liking. It is a slightly different flavor. I think Sally's is more charcoal-y.
Maybe so, because the actual oven is a little smaller than the conventional ones that are all 14-foot square and all the other facilities that Pepe has. The one at Sally's that, with the actual roof collapsed on it, that we ended up going and repairing the roof. And I was kind of amazed when we went into Sally's how, for the first time, how small it was. The kitchen was all part of the whole thing. I mean, everything was done right next to the oven.
Right next to, you can see it. You're right. And they don't have too many tables altogether. It's a small place.
It's tiny.
It's a tiny place with a huge reputation. Right.
And again, that was a cousin who broke off from the Pepe's family.
Wow.
And
so what do you do, Rob? Are you a contractor or a general contractor?
Well, yeah, I have a welding business, a welding fabrication business. I live in Fairfield. I have a welding fabrication, Hauser Welding and Fabrication out of Bridgeport. And
cool.
What else do I do?
That's really cool.
That's right. I'm a high school football coach at Fairfield Prep.
Are you really?
I am.
That's wonderful. Wait a minute. You're not married to Eileen Breslin's daughter, are you?
No, I'm married to Giselle McGuire out of Staples. She's a Staples girl.
Oh, really? I'm a Westporter. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, because I was only asking because I know there's a football coach, but I thought it was Fairfield Prep, but maybe it's Fairfield University football coach. He's married to the daughter of a dear friend of mine. So I thought maybe you were married to Eileen.
What would be the last name now? Do you know? That was their maiden name?
Her maiden name is Breslin, for sure. Actually, her maiden name is Rocco. The mother's name is Breslin, but she married Joey Rocco, and so she kept
Breslin.
Her
name. Breslin, you know, Mark Breslin, a friend of mine. I coached his twin boys way back when.
I don't think it's the same family, although Breslin's
and
a very common name.
His wife was Diane Nolan, the basketball coach at Fairfield U.
I don't know. I don't think it's the same people, but, you know, whatever. Okay. But anyway, Rob, but thank you very much for calling in because you've really given me an education about pizza. Now you've told us. Now you've told us the secret sauce is in the water.